And now this is a dictation for Richard. FIGG, F-I-G-G, April 26, 1932. Address as a letter to Dr. Kabir, K-H-A-B-I-R, 953-5339. And also copy to Schneps Nursing Home. Dear Sirs at Schneps and Dr. Kabir, a video conference for Mr. FIGG. Patient recently coronavirus, and right lower lobe pneumonia and weakness, was treated at McLaren, M-C-L-A-R-E-N, Mount Pleasant. Does not like the food from the nursing home. Weight presently stabilizing around 198. He denies vomiting or dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness or blood, complaining of left-sided hip pain. And according to the caregiver, Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, there has been fall and fracture on the left-sided. No surgical repair because of his medical conditions. I believe he was at University of Michigan a few days after discharge from Mount Pleasant. Has not required any oxygen, no purulent material hemoptysis. Respiratory improved. He is able to lie down without gross orthopnea PND and denied chest pain. Next paragraph, I review medications. I will highlight the Bumex and potassium, the bisoprolol, nitrates, no anti-inflammatory agents, on oral iron pill. Next paragraph, blood pressure 120 over 80. He's hard of hearing. Does not appear to be in respiratory distress. He's an elderly person. We did a video conference, normal speech, full sentences, no facial asymmetry, evidence of muscle wasting. Next paragraph, the most recent chemistries are from August 29. Creatinine at 2, which is baseline. Anemia 9.3 with a normal white blood cell platelet count, MCV at 95, a normal sodium potassium acid base, low protein, low albumin, corrected calcium upper normal, glucose normal, other liver function tests not elevated. Normal thyroid. Previous ferritin in July elevated 685 with a saturation of 22. Prior white blood cell platelet normal. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Coronavirus infection, next number, weakness, fall, trauma, and fracture left hip, apparently not a surgical candidate, at nursing home, pain acceptable, next number, congestive heart failure, low ejection fraction, ischemic cardiomyopathy, presently no oxygen, next number, pacemaker, next number, he has multiple valve abnormalities, aortic valve stenosis, mitral valve regurgitation, tricuspid regurgitation, moderate pulmonary hypertension. Next number, he has anemia. Most recent iron studies actually looks okay. We are going to ask them to do EPO treatment and update iron studies given the recent fall and fracture, prior low platelets but recently in the normal size. All issues discussed with the caregiver and patient end of dictation,